Randomly Wired, music, beer, and who knows what else.
This is a special...
I can give you a ride to work tomorrow if you want.
Chris, without Chris, podcast. I'm taking over the mics.
Can I be the sidekick?
Exactly. Actually, I could probably be your sidekick.
Sweet. No, you're the man. I'm the sidekick.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Wiki, wiki.
Actually, I don't like sidekicks. You can be my ass kick.
Damn. That's true. I have been and will be and will always. My man. I love you.
Let me get an answer out of Flynn.
You just go ahead and kick it.
All right. So we're going to talk shit about Chris while he's out.
Dude, that guy
first of all
is so fly that
you're not really talking shit though. That's
yeah, that's kind of complimentary. Not loud.
We're not supposed to really talk well
first
about
first of all, Chris. Chris's sores.
Chris's sores.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
No, not anymore, man.
Well, look at that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they cleared up. They cleared up.
Well, so you thought. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you about this time that he had the plague.
45 minutes after he saw you, he saw me. And let me tell you something. Those fucking sores were amazingly big. Oh, God. You know?
They tickled.
Yeah, they tickled quite a bit. And you know what? I'm on, all kinds of creams since then, so.
Creams? Seems to be a theme tonight.
The truth is that Chris is a really good guy as long as he's in a dress. So when he's in a dress, he's a very very nice person. He's a good person to bring home to mama and dada when he's in a dress, but other than that, the truth is that he doesn't like to wear makeup, which is really tough to bring over.
You know what? There's really nothing sexier than Chris playing the bucket drum in a dress. It just doesn't get beyond that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You are so right.
Yeah. We have video.
I mean,
we can all attest to that.
He should be in a John Cougar Mellencamp video.
Oh. Little pink houses for you and me. I
exactly.
Kid you not.
If I could wind up with a girl like Chris, I'd be so excited.
Oh, it's very true. Oh, very true.
Funny.
If Chris were here right now, I'd pour hot sauce all over him. And I would say...
And I'd mix him with Jameson.
And I'd have a little bit of... I'd have a little bit of Johnny's... JP's from Back Porch Breweries. Mocha
Back Porch
smoked.
Brewery in the house.
I plugged that a couple of times, by the way.
Right.
Oh, hey, Chris. How are you?
He's back.
Oh, hi, Chris. I was just sitting here for a moment. That's all.
Was it?
It was just a moment.
We weren't recording anything.
It was just a moment,
at all.
Chris. That's all.
Yeah, that's all right.
We were talking about your muscly body.
Whatever. It's all full of fat.
I wouldn't say that. You bastard.
Oh,
how
you
dare you
hilarious.
Fucking pump yourself.
Oh, Chris.
Chris.
That's awesome. You guys are hilarious. Just recording it on the wrong track.
That's wrong track in the house.
It's all right. We'll,
that's how we do it. That's how we roll,
fuck
dude.
It.
That's how we roll.
I'm going no headphones here.
All right.
Look it.
All right.
We're talking about
no
fucking
headphones.
Chris.
We're going free.
With a 4-piece chicken dinner.
Wireless.
And his fucking DJ honey packet over here.
DJ.
We're talking about... We're talking about... Fucking Chris to the nizzle, hanging out, trying to get a little bit of grizzle. Everybody out there, hook him up. I mean, shit, he's a hungry motherfucker. Help him out. Damn.
I love you, babe.
Her dead.
She's gonna be listening to this. Elizabeth will.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
So, but it's all good.
That had nothing to do with her.
Okay.
He's got a fiance. Just so you
did you know, did you guys do at least a proper introduction to the
had
show?
Had nothing to do with her.
Oh, we were getting to that actually.
You're getting to okay.
Actually,
we're just laying the ground.
We're just laying some ground.
All right. Okay. Here's the introduction.
Warming up the audience.
All right, everyone. You're listening to Randomly Wired number 8.
No, this is 7.5.3, dude.
Oh, yeah, 7.5.3, whatever.
Mach 2.
Mach 2.
Squared.
5 razor blades. Squared. right. to the infinity.
XP. Speaking of which, did you hear that plus tax? This is just a little computer fact. Did you hear that Longhorn or what? Vista
just is
got delayed
again.
2007 January.
Nate, yeah. Dog. Over there, dog, would you explain to us what exactly Vista is?
Nate Dog in the house. His house.
Now, dog. Oof, 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 oof. What exactly is Vista? Oof.
Yeah. All right, Vista. Nate is going to bust it down for you like totally.
Go ahead.
Like Nate. Chip style wiki. And shit. Go wiki, on, wiki. Kick it.
Wiki, wiki.
Come on now.
Wiki, wiki.
Oof, oof.
Vista is... The 64-bit Windows operating system that Microsoft's been working on for approximately 3 years now.
Down with the man!
And now
Microsoft sucks, though.
Yeah.
They've got to copy Apple.
DR DOS from the 80s,
man.
DR DOS, it's like not quite there anymore.
What is it? What would you say? Like DIR, right? DIR
did the directory. Right?
Yeah. Star.exe showed all the executable.
I had a CPU-LUV.
My motherboard didn't love me since 1992. Why? Why?
Okay, I was on a BBC BBS. And it didn't work very well either.
Did you ever use BBSs?
Back in the day, man. That's how I found all my dates.
I can't stack bulletin board systems, right?
Bulletin
board systems, dude. That was. I was on that shit when I was like a sophomore. There's this one called Cyber School
that
in El Paso. It was the shit.
Incredibly.
Dude, my first computer was a Tandy 80, X86 from fucking 19.
Oh, I remember Tandy.
You know, 90 or whatever.
I was
10 years old.
How old are you now?
11.
26.
You could have hesitated. Don't worry, I'm 26 too. It's okay.
I dig the pause. That was cool. I'm 26. And if you like the sound of my voice,
my name is John. I'm single.
I'm Johnny Paul.
Jennifer.
You can get a hold of me at 615 Lovers Lane.
Right. I live with a bunch of men.
Okay, okay.
I live on a submarine.
We're just friends, promise.
No funny business. We do by the river.
We do hold each other.
We do.
There's cuddling involved, but that's cool.
Right. You know,
shit. We're sensitive.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
Only on Tuesdays.
All right, so this special edition podcast.
and every other Friday.
Aside from all of our cuddling that we have going on here.
During
right
bingo.
Now.
During
bingo.
Bingo!
And Twister. And
you
Twister.
Have to touch me
can you imagine?
Inner thigh.
Can you imagine, dude?
It's kind of like Twister, but bingo style.
You know what? One of these days, dude, you just bring out like a Twister board and be like, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's just get it out on the table. Let's just work it out on Twister. Let's just do it.
She's like, I know why you're all here. Let's go.
If you happen to touch my hair,
right hand green,
it'll be weird, but fuck it. Let's just do it. Johnny, it's cool. If you want to touch my locks, just say so. Do we really need to go there? I don't know.
Oh, those locks are so greasy.
Just how you look.
And you're not like using it. Crisco.
Oh, I haven't had to since I was hanging down on South Congress to make my rent. That fucking badass landlord. Oh, I hate that guy.
All right, so...
Chris!
Yes?
Help us out.
All right, so the whole point of this special edition podcast was because we didn't finish a story as Nathan's hiccuping.
Oh, yeah!
We didn't finish the story about Ken. We talked about him briefly, but we didn't talk about him and how Nathan knows him. Nathan, you've been drinking, huh?
Wow.
Apparently.
Jameson.
We've got a bottle of Jameson out here now. In addition to the... and a bottle of Cholula, which is going to assist in the story of Ken at Thanksgiving at the house. Now, I heard the story the first time the other day, on Saturday, in fact, after I woke up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from heavy drinking Friday night, thanks to St. Patrick's.
Say that with a little bit of heart.
Love St. Patrick's Day.
A little bit of, oh, thanks to that.
No, man, I love St. Patrick's Day. Actually, yes, I am.
Are you? My family, how much? How much?
By now, it's about an eighth.
No, now, how much money do you have to say that you're Irish?
I don't have any money, dude.
Beat the shit out of you.
I have no money. What are you talking about?
Okay, fine.
What?
Bastard.
No, seriously. My great grandfather was from Ireland. O'Reilly.
Oh, boy, yeah, well, that's
the family name.
O'Reilly. Now, if it starts with an O apostrophe, that's not bad.
No, yeah, it is. O apostrophe.
That means that you're criminals.
But you got a Mick, right? Yeah.
I'm not a Mick. Fuck you.
Ooh. Johnny is going to get wrong on the spot. Go on, Johnny.
If I could take a picture of the look you just gave Nate, it'd kill
people. I'm like, where'd that come from? Where's
that going? I'm a McLaren.
McLaren?
So take that to the bank and shove it.
Ooh.
Roll it up.
Ooh.
All right.
He's combining banks and 70s songs. Whoa, look out for this guy. He's going to be all kinds of trouble. Good God. Let's thank God it's not the 80s. He might Pat Benatar us into some kind of...
But my name is not Pat Benatar.
Cheers. Thank God your name is not Pat Benatar.
My name started as Mac Claren, but when we came across to Ellis Island, apparently Mac was way too ethnic, so your name is Mick Claren, and here we are today.
And so it's
so that
MC?
Means I am Jonathan of the Clan Claren.
You're MC Claren?
MC Claren.
MC.
See, I am Nathan, son of Tom.
And by the way, Nathan is my idol, and so I've renamed myself Joe Nathan, which is perfectly spelled within my name.
Joe Nathan. Instead of Jonathan. Nice.
That's nice.
That's a huge compliment to you, Nathan, with your leg strewn over to the other side.
Put your crotch down,
don't worry about it. You got it.
It's cool. Let me do a little,
if you're wearing a dress, we might all just go crazy here, but it's cool. So you just keep your leg over there.
Thank God you got jeans on. That's all I have to say, because I'm sitting directly across from you.
Dude, the night is young.
All right.
The night is young.
So,
the night is young.
Tell us in 5 sentences or less, Nathan, how do you know Ken? And how did he end up here for Thanksgiving?
Ken was.
You gotta get a little closer.
Okay.
A little closer.
Ken was a.
How are your legs? Go ahead. You're used
Ken was a nice guy. He's probably in like his mid 40s. Nice guy, Matt.
Four on the floor.
Who was kind of down on his luck. And befriended me, and we've kind of been friends ever since.
And so how did he make it down here for Thanksgiving?
Sentences.
He came down here to Austin, Texas to finish his album.
That you started in Dallas?
Yeah, we tried to finish it, but I'll tell you what. It never really got as far as it should have, because for obvious reasons.
Which are? Why are you looking at me?
I'm trying to think of how to phrase it, because you always say it better than I do, but let's just say Ken had an amazing ability to turn water to wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. In his majestic beauty.
It was amazing.
He did that very well.
So he comes down here this past Thanksgiving, right? And your whole point of having him here
was to finish an album. In fact, we have about 2 songs that we actually recorded and are in production as we speak.
And this is Nathan Thompson Recording Studios.
This is Nathan Thompson Recording Studios. Actually, we had Colin's kind of doing his own thing over there. You and Colin?
that's a different deal though, man. Yeah. This is your deal.
Yeah,
Nathan Thompson's Recording Studio.
This is totally amateurish, but go ahead.
If Ken could open his own bottled water distributorship, he would need a liquor license. Yes.
More on that later.
All of this story, man.
Yeah, this is quite the build-up.
More on that later.
We apologize for
It's the beer, man.
The buildup of the century.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. You got to drink beer on this show, and it.
In fact, I think
have to drink beer.
I think you need to change. I think you need to change your rules, Chris. I think the rules need to really be that we should probably do this sober, but everyone else should probably be drunk. That's really probably the right way to enjoy this show.
Yeah, probably, but. Then we wouldn't have that much fun. Drinking is fun.
Probably not.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, everybody who's listening should be drinking or doing whatever that is going to get them to appreciate what the hell is going on here. So, and if you're not, then...
You've got a lot of catching
up to. God love you, but yeah, you got a little bit to catch up to.
All right, so fast forward Thanksgiving. Ken's here at the house.
There's a lot of merriment and brotherhood of love stuff going on.
Yeah, we basically spent that whole day, starting at like noon, preparing for Thanksgiving dinner.
Singing Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah, he was up on this stage that we're sitting right next to, right?
That's true.
Yes. And we had
the show going.
You know, there was a mirror ball going. He had a keyboard in effect.
And that was fucking
microphone.
Cool as shit.
And he was basically playing to the audience the entire time. He was a Madison Cube Garden, if you know.
You know the funny thing is,
Cube Garden. Because this is the future.
Cube.
Oh, that's right.
Plus tax.
Yeah.
Plus tax.
Oh, snap. We got the little light ball thing
disco
going.
Disco ball.
Whatever it's called.
So we say light ball.
Yeah, we got a tight budget here.
So here it is. So Ken is up on the stage next to us, right? And he is playing on the keyboard that he grabbed from a roommate, right? And he's playing on that. I walk in, and I'm hanging out in the bar, and I'm starting to throw darts and whatnot with some friends of mine. You know, Ken's up there playing on the keyboard, and Nathan's there, and he's, like, hanging out with him and whatnot. And I'm thinking, holy shit, who the fuck is this guy? It's true.
Did you think that the first time you saw me, too?
Actually, I thought worse of you, but get to that later. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, we're throwing darts and whatnot. You know, I got a busy schedule and whatnot. And I'm thinking, holy shit, man, who the fuck is this cat up on my stage playing fucking keyboards on Colin's keyboard, you know, while I'm, you know, throwing some darts at my bar? And the truth of the matter is the guy's like, you know, he's starting to play stuff and we turn some lights on. Sun goes down, lights go up. He started playing some stuff, and he plays Easy Like Sunday Morning. And I'm like, holy shit,
I fucking love
that fucking song. So I look over at this guy. I fucking love that song. And I look over at this guy, and I'm like, damn, man, I really like that song. And I don't know if y'all can tell that by now, but I fucking love that song. And everybody in the whole fucking house is looking over, and he's just playing this motherfucker, like, all of a sudden, like, he's in front of, like, 10,000 people.
He's playing it like it's going out of style.
Oh, let me tell you, he's got the smile, and he's playing it.
He's got the head bob.
Loving it, and he's working it. And it's badass, man. It was really fucking cool, to be honest with you. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, this fucking TV show that I was doing, or gonna be doing, I'm thinking, shit, man, damn, it might be cool to have a cat like this with that much energy, you know, be in the house band, because that'd be cool.
That would be pretty damn cool. He's got, apparently, you're not the only one who thought this guy had tons of energy, just living it up in front of everybody, five people.
It's true.
All five.
Well, like, you know, like 10 people or whatever, or 50, or, you know, it was like, you know, 100,000. It's cool. You know, in the bar. It's cool. Can you cut this? Because I got to take a piss.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'll play a song. You go
play
take a piss.
Song. Hey, look it. We'll be right back. I got to take a piss.
All right, you're going to listen to
We're
some
just going to be honest.
And, all right, we'll be right back.
Hey! We must all arise, children, the rest, come on, come on.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. That was a live edition of Silencio from Highest at Hand. My boys from Houston, Texas. You're out in New Orleans right now. I got to see Mikey last week. It was good to see him, so it was cool.
And, hey, dude, speaking of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Did I tell you about the guy I met with staph infection?
Yeah, you did, actually. You should tell everybody. You're crazy as shit.
I met a guy with staph infection. I didn't even know what that was, really. In fact, I was sitting there. I go up to my work. It's about, what, 9 at night? That's right, I'm going to work at 9 at night. And I'm walking up the steps, and there's this guy standing there. He's like, is this place closed? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, I need to use a phone. I'm like, well, what for? And he's like, well, I'm feeling sick. And so, well, how come? And he's like, well, I've been working in New Orleans for the last, like, 3 months. And he's like, I'm feeling sick and all that stuff. I'm like, well, what is it? And he's like, well, I think it's a staph infection.
Yeah, I'm that like, should have been your first notice to, like, not be close to him at
so
all.
So I was like, oh, what's that? And he's like, he's like, well, I've got all these sores on me. And so he shows me his arm. And he's got all these, like, welts on his. Pretty nasty looking. And he was looking, like, pretty sick. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? And he's like, well, do you mind calling an ambulance? I'm like, okay, I'll call an ambulance. So I call up an ambulance, and they come up, and apparently they know what a staph infection was because they were pretty pissed at him. he hadn't been to a hospital in a while, and it was feeling pretty, he couldn't keep anything down. So anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So you were telling me that you were almost going to give him a ride.
Dude, I was 2 seconds away from saying, you know, because the ambulance rides, from what I understand, are like upwards of $1,000, if
not more.
Yeah,
they're very expensive.
So I was like, this guy, working in New Orleans, barely making about $100 a day, and he wants to hop in this ambulance. I'm like, dude, I was 2 seconds away from going, man, just hop in my car. I had the BMW at the time. And I was like, dude, hop in. I'll just take you to the nearest hospital. I'll take you to Breckenridge or something.
Dude, that would have been the worst.
Because I didn't know what staph infection was. I didn't.
Staph infection's a bacterial infection.
Now that you tell me what it is, it just grosses me out.
Eat your arm off or something. Ugh. You can ask Elizabeth for more information about that. Okay, so we lost Flynn to the drunken monster.
That would be his girlfriend, by the way. The drunken monster.
So you're gonna have to finish the story off.
Okay, well.
So we left off. The boy is here in the house for Thanksgiving.
That's as far as we got.
And he was performing.
Okay, so he's performing on stage. Again, Ken was here for about 5 days. The main reason being we were going to record an album. And throughout his stay here, we had some beer here. This is kind of right before we had done homebrew, so we were still kind of beginning that.
You were new to it.
Very new to it, actually. And Ken was slowly clearing out the beer collection here of whatever we had. I think he went through a 6-pack of Shiner in one night.
Jeez.
But he held his own, but he got kind of silly. Anyway, I really didn't know this part of this aspect of Ken. I didn't know he was so much fond of the sauce. But so we said, you know, Ken, you know, you really got to clear. You know, I told him, I said, you can't be drinking everybody's beer. That's done. You're done. You know, I said, I'll get some beer later on today, but you got to be done. And so I was like, okay, I understand. And so that was it. Well, he befriended one of our other roommates here, Colin, I guess, that night. And I left the scene at like 2 a.m. These guys stayed up to at least 4 or 5. And anyway, so as things were going on, as we were saying earlier with some people that we were like, you know, he kept walking around with this glass of water. And we're like, you know, it's so great that, you know, Ken has decided to, you know, just kind of forego all the beer and, you know, take up drinking water. We think that's really quite a step in the right direction. You know, we're kind of like, okay, well, this is a good thing. Well, little did we know that, in fact, it wasn't quite the water that we assumed it was. Here's Flynn. Are you leaving? You probably have
Ken.
Yes.
Yeah, we're about to finish the story. You've got a girl. Go. Don't fuck
go
this up.
Go with your girl, man.
All right.
Go to bed.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
No, I love you.
All right.
And I love you more than you would believe.
Hey, I didn't get to tell you, but that house thing, dude, things happen for reasons. I have faith in you. We'll do it. Things happen for reasons, my friend.
Flynn.
Wow, man. Thank you again for letting me stay here. Hope to see you. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Are you kidding?
Appreciate it.
Look it. Let me give a little bit of sayonara over here.
Pull the microphone up. Turn it around here. Here we go. There you go.
Look it. Let me tell y'all something. Which nobody here really knows me, but let me say this. That these two people I'm hanging with, Chris and Nate Dogg, I can talk about Nate Dogg quite a bit because I've been living with the cat for 2 years. He's going to head off to New York, and let me just tell you this, that this guy is not only as a... Yeah, you're gonna broadcast this for sure, right? Because this is just, you know, a straight up, you know, slodge fest. Towards, you know, yeah. You know, somebody who, you know.
No, it's
just
all good,
all
though, man.
Like, you know, I'll tell you what, just, you know, hold up for about a minute and a half while I just, like, cream all over somebody I fucking give a damn a lot about, you know what I mean?
It's all good.
Let me tell you something. If caring... equated to people, Nate would be China, okay? I care about this guy that much. And if anybody out there can relate to that, then I feel at least that I've got a brotherhood in that. Nathan is an unbelievable sort, completely unique in my experience as a human being, and I've been around a bit, and I've been everywhere or seen everybody, but I feel like I've been around the world 3 times, met everybody twice. Nate Dogg is an amazing sort, completely. Chris, you know, he ain't parked my cars. It's cool. You know, let's just be honest here. Nate, you know, Nate over here, if Chris is lucky, can shine his shoes at some point.
That's awesome.
I'm just telling the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
I know you're just telling the truth. Everybody,
Chris, am I talking to you? No, I'm not. I'm talking to
I
the people
cut your
who
ass
are listening.
Off here. Don't even shit. Fuck with me. I'll turn your mic off. You got nothing there.
You're about to get pod slapped.
Should I even light this cigarette yet?
I don't know.
Because the truth is that, you know, Chris,
you gotta go upstairs. It's not.
No. The truth is that I'm totally like dissing Chris here, but the truth of the matter is that, and God bless him for being, you know, instead of giving me compliments, I will cut you off. That's cool. No, because there's nothing like a host that says, dude, if you say something next, I will cut your ass off. No, the truth of the matter is that everything I've been saying about Nathan is absolutely, completely true. The thing about Chris is that I'm probably going to have to see a doctor, and it's going to be a hard gig. I don't think he knows it yet, but oh my gosh, it's tough to sit down. I'm not going to lie to y'all, folks. Look at, you know the guy? Let me just tell you now, it's a tough road to haul, and I mean that when you're hauling coal, because that shit hurts. Oh, he's adjusting the dials. I don't know if I'm cut off yet. But you know, here's the truth of the deal. He's got a fiance, and I've never met her, but I'm sure she's amazing because he is a very, 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 very amazing person himself. It's true. He will touch you in ways that may seem uncomfortable, but if you just kind of let the... I'm gonna be a star someday by talking on the radio. Who knows who's listening, but that may help because... Let me be honest with you.
Oh, man.
That's how we met, and that's why I'm here right now. I don't know if his fiance is listening, but if she is, he's got a very nice shoulder. That's all I saw because I was very drunk and evidently hit a rock when my head hit the pavement.
Oh, Flynn, I'm going to get you back.
But I love the guy.
I'm so getting you back. Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't sound good to me in my drunken stupor. And in fact, in my sober stupor, I will probably wish to God I never said the forethoughts of what I have. So let me just say, man, this. If this is all I gotta say, which you don't know me, but everybody here does. It ain't it. But as I light a cigarette, let me just let you all know this. I don't really know who all this is going out to, but I'm guessing that these are people, or you all are people, who know Chris. And if that's the case, then anybody who's listening has got to know that anything that has been said, or is said, or will be said, would be said in complete loving, you know, jest of, you know, a friend. And if you don't, then I'll tell you what, Chris has got my address because he's sitting in my fucking bar right now, and he will fucking give you that address and go, you know what, this is a perfect accomplice. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but here's the address. Have fun. And
good egg rolls.
Good egg rolls. But here's the deal. Truth is, I've met Chris a couple times. Once in the shower. He wore a dress twice, but and the people who know him, oh, you know what I'm talking about. So. You know, you get it. So
you're digging a deeper hole there.
It's cool.
Just keep on digging, buddy. Keep on digging. I'm gonna make you famous, and not in a good way.
Chris, I know what you've done with your so-called celebrity.
Yeah. Celebrity.
It's cool. Christopher Walken, when you met him that one time, that's cool. You know, everybody can be like, that's cool and whatnot. But, you know, that time that you stole the panties off of Laura Flynn Boyle, I don't know that that's really going to carry it.
I don't think so either.
I'm kidding. Actually,
it's going to be the podcast that I recorded with Flynn. That's going to make me famous. I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm rich, bitch. Kind of rich. Africa.
All right. All right, you better get going, man.
Yeah, he's
your
like,
woman's gonna
yeah,
get
no,
pissed.
Really, you gotta really. Get going. No, really, so you go. Really gotta go. All right, let me just say this, if I can, real quick. First of all, everything I said earlier is completely stupid and a complete lie. Chris is probably one of the coolest motherfuckers I've ever met. In passing, to come to this place and not steal my silverware. And I thank God for that because I really like my soup spoon. And that's really cool to me. I don't know if he really understands the value and the weight that I lay on these words, but the truth is that there are very few people I would have over to my house and turn my back on, and this is one of those people. He seems like a very genuine person.
Well, thanks, Flynn. I appreciate that.
Who really wants to take me in the back and hurt me?
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you better get going.
And Nathan's going to be there too, I'm sure. With a camera, if it starts working again.
If it starts working again, because he dropped it in his beer. The beer pod. Cinema tripod. Man, where did your woman go?
She left me again.
She left?
No, she went upstairs to go to bed. I hope.
Or she's just going upstairs to wait for you.
Well, let's hope so.
You better finish that up then, boy. Don't leave a lady waiting.
That is the most polite way I've ever been told to get the fuck out of somebody's face. Let me tell you. I've been told in so many ways that is the most polite way. It's true.
Well, I'm not telling you to get out of here, but man, if I were her, I'd be pissed because you're making me wait.
Well, Chris has her I don't mean to make you wait, Chris, but...
Oh, you won't wait?
Oh, he's touching my knee as we speak. Well, he stopped. Damn it. I said it out loud. I'm sorry, Chris. No,
it's
please.
Okay.
Go
it's
ahead.
It's all right.
Continue.
I don't have anything to say.
Well, you don't have to. Just let I'm your just, actions
let me
speak
just,
the words.
Here we go.
Oh, Lordy. Owie. Oh, wow. Damn. Yeah,
we gotta
your fingers
this,
are
man.
Quite relaxing and strong and wow. What do we gotta finish?
The podcast, man. We gotta finish the story by Ken. We're up to the point where he played...
Oh, all
and
all right,
Thanksgiving
let's
dinner.
Let's
do
that.
2 minutes, man. All
right,
we're at.
All right, so here it is.
It's music. There you go.
Okay, so we're all sitting around the Thanksgiving table, and this Thanksgiving table is a big table, and it is. And I've lived around my whole life in rat traps and so forth. This is a beautiful spread, huge turkey. Huge, huge table full of amazing food, right?
Yeah, you guys spent
like
all day making it, right?
Yeah, and everybody pitched in, right?
Everybody did something.
It was awesome. I mean, awesome. So we're sitting around this table, right? And Ken, God bless him, is, you know, walking around the place with his, like, you know... I don't know what you even call that. Like, it's like a black stocking over his head. You know?
You know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, like Under Armour things or whatever.
Good
yeah,
guy.
The,
they're
know,
just
the
like
black
a
sock. Yeah,
yeah it's yeah. like a sock or something.
Yeah, it's yeah. like a, you know, hose or whatnot. But he's got it over his head, and he's a good guy, and, you know, whatever. But he's sitting there talking to me, like, pretty much the whole weekend. You know, hey, how you doing? You know? And I'm by the fridge, and I'm like, you know... You know, opening it up and whatever, and he's signing me, and I'm like, you know, hey, look, man, I have no idea what you're saying right now. And everybody, like, busted out laughing, because everybody, I guess, could relate, but the truth of the matter is, we're, like, hanging out, and it's cool, you know?
And no one had told him that they couldn't understand him up to that point.
Nobody said a word.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it. Nobody said anything. I said it. You know, what the fuck am I gonna do? You know?
It's your house.
Tell the truth. Yeah, I'm house, but I ain't house master. Like he was calling me for like 3 days.
House master.
He was like, house master. And I'm like, look, it's my house, but I'm not the house master. Please don't call me that anymore. But he kept doing it. Out of respect, but I guess, I hope, but what are you going to do? All right, cut to. We're around the table. Everybody's dressed up. We're sitting around the huge, you know, Thanksgiving table. We got the huge turkey. We got all the fixings. Everything is there. Everybody's kind of dressed up, you know, a bunch of white people, I gotta say.
All white.
I do. We gotta, you know, a bunch of white fucking people, you know. And Ken, good man, but, you know, didn't know him really.
Not white.
But, you know, not white. And he's just the whole weekend just sitting there going, you know, hey, what's up, man? Motherfucking shit. Right? The whole time. It's the truth. So he goes, hey, can I tell Grace? And everybody just kind of looks at each other and goes, oh, shit. Right? And then, like, okay, go ahead. So he stands up there in the front of the table and he says, all right. Bows his head, puts his hands between his legs, and says, thank you, Lord, for having these people to welcome me into their home and to have this food in front of us, and so on. And it's a really beautiful thing that he says, and it's very heartfelt and warm and nice. And we're sitting around listening to this, looking at each other, going, wow, man, wow. And he sits down, and I say, man, wow, Ken, that was great. That was beautiful. Thanks. And he looks over and he goes, now pass the mashed potatoes, motherfucker! And I'm like, oh, shit! It's on again. And it started from that point. Give me the give me the green beans, motherfucker! And he goes on and he goes, If anybody wants a turkey leg, you're going to have to fight me for it. And he's going on, and everybody's just getting a little bit more uncomfortable and a little bit more tense and so forth. Everybody's dressed up, and it's a nice, beautiful Thanksgiving dinner. And a little bit of time goes by, and Ken's just having a good old time, and he's like, give me some fucking corned beef, motherfucker!
180 degrees from this beautiful, you know, thanks prayer that he's giving you guys.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So time goes on, and he grabs one of my roommate's bottles of hot sauce. And Kahlua. I told him, Kahlua.
Yeah.
Kahlua.
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 Whatever the hell it is.
Kahlua. So he's sitting there, and he's got the turkey leg that I told him, hey, man, it's cool. You don't have to find anybody here for the turkey leg. It's cool. You can have it. No, it's cool. You don't have to fight for it, man. It's all right. You can have it. So he's got that thing, and he's got that Kahlua that he took out of the cabinet. He's just poured this thing all over the turkey leg, and it's run down his arm. And out of nowhere, there's a silence. And everybody's just eating. And it's cool. A little bit of a pause in it.
It's peaceful.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I look up and I see him. He raises his turkey leg in his hand with the hot sauce running down his arm. And he raises this thing up like a flag up in the air. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, everybody's just eating. And it's cool for a little bit. And all of a sudden, he goes, hit that bitch with a bottle! And everybody goes, what the fuck is he talking about? And there's only two girls, by the way, who are sitting at the table. Both girls are going, oh shit. Is he talking about me? I have no idea what this cat's gonna do right now. I have no idea what he's saying. And everybody at the table is going, like sitting on a fucking syringe needle. you know, have no idea what this guy's gonna do. And he's sitting there, got this fucking look in his eye, like, yeah, come on. And when I look around and I look at him, he goes, and he says it again, holding that fucking turkey leg in the air, hit that bitch with a bottle. And everybody's like, oh shit, what the fuck is this guy gonna do? And I finally go, what the hell does that mean, man? And he goes, don't you know music? Ain't you ever heard of any damn music? Ain't you heard that song? Damn! I gotta tell you about that song? You ain't know nothing? Come on now! It's music, man! Hit that bitch with a bottle!
So, what fucking song is he talking about?
I have no idea. And nobody has, to my knowledge, to this day. But he was so absolutely convinced that everybody should have and absolutely would have known that song, but nobody did. And what are you gonna do?
You're gonna hit that bitch with the bottle.
Everybody looked at him, and he just sat there with his fucking Chris Rock fucking smile on his face.
Yeah, I got my turkey leg in the air.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, damn. All right. So at that point, I just laughed my ass off for about 30 minutes. And the girls in there were like, I don't trust this guy. I don't know what's going on right now, but I'm going to hold as close to another man as I can. Which they did. But it was all good because, you know, he's a good man. And he just, you know, walked around drinking vodka all day and all night and all day and all night. And it was all good. And I love the guy. Peace.
That was a good story. Thanks.
Thank you, Flynn.
Thanks, yes. Flynn. Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one.
Get to bed.
Chris.
Don't forget your jacket, man.
It's cool.
Are you going to leave it there?
That left here, yeah.
There's all right.
We'll take it home.
Yeah, if you could take that back to the house, that'd be awesome.
Done.
It's got it done. We're going to do it.
All right, guys.
All right, see you later, Flynn.
Love you, guys.
Love you, too. Flynn's a riot, man.
Oh, he's crazy.
So hilarious. Dude, this is a about a 50-minute show again. We did 2 50-minute shows.
Sweet.
You dropped your camera in the beer.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, actually, about my camera here.
Really? I think it'll be okay.
I think it'll be fine.
All right. Let's close this bad boy up. Thanks for listening, Randomly Wired. This is episode 8.
8 and 9 and
8 and whatever else. But, no, I'm just going to leave it as 8. It's going to be one show.
It's been an adventurous day, has it not, Chris?
It has been. Got 2 good shows out of this. Going to record another one with Rudy later this week.
Yeah.
And I actually won't see you this weekend because you'll be taking off.
It's never boring over here. So,
thanks for letting me stay here. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Anytime. I'm going to be sad to see you go, actually. I'm talking about
that. Yeah, hold on. There you go.
Sad to see you go.
Yeah. It's going to be sad.
So, but Elizabeth, come on. Get your butt up here. Let's go.
Yeah. She's got to get over here, man.
So.
All right. Nathan, thank you. Everyone out there in podcast land, thanks for listening. I hope you laughed as much as we did.
Yep.
Fucking Flynn. It's crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Craziness, man. It's been Randomly Wired, number 8. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.